Hi, everyone. Welcome to The Good Stuff. Whether you're listening in Scotts Bluff, Nebraska at KNEB, or you're listening from Bowman, North Dakota at KPOK, we are excited to have you here, and we're excited to share some good stuff with you. Hey, ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture, ever wish you had a single source for all your livestock news? What if I told you Tri-State Livestock News offers all that and more? No need to roam for information. Just you and the latest in livestock news. Sounds good, doesn't it? Stay informed. Stay ahead with Tri-State Livestock News. Visit them online at tsln.com. Hey, Mike, I've got quite a variety today. How about you?
Got a couple things I'm going to throw in here.
All right. Okay, well, first I'm going to share this. It's called Two Mongooses. A zookeeper is ordering new animals. As he fills out the forms, he types two mongeese. That doesn't look quite right. So he tries two mongoose, and then two mongooses. Giving up, he types one mongoose. And while you're at it, send another one. I don't know who wrote that, but I thought it was funny.
Well, there's all kinds of new drugs for men out there, and I've got a list of some other new drugs that have been suggested.
Okay.
There's one called Directa.
Okay.
A dose of this drug given to men before leaving on car trips caused 72% of them to stop and ask directions when they got lost, compared to a control group of just 0.2%.
Too funny.
How about Projectra? Well, men given this experimental new drug were far more likely to actually finish a household repair project before starting a new one.
Uh-oh.
I'm in trouble already, aren't I? How about Complementra? In clinical trials, 82% of middle-aged men administered this drug noticed that their wives had a new hairstyle, currently being tested to see if its effects extend to noticing any new clothing.
Very clever.
How about Viagra? Married and otherwise attached men reported a sudden urge to buy their sweeties expensive jewelry and gifts after taking this drug for only 2 days. Still to be seen whether the drug can be continued for a period longer than your favorite store's return limit.
Oh, well, good point. Good point.
All right. I might get some more of those on another program.
Those are pretty funny. Somebody was really thinking. Okay, let's talk about little Johnny learning to count, because that's important.
He has some trouble in school sometimes.
I think so. The teacher asks little Johnny if he knows his numbers. Well, of course, he says, I do. My father taught me. Good. What comes after three? Well, four, of course. What comes after six? Seven. Very good, says the teacher. Your dad did a good job. What comes after 10? Little Johnny smiles with that glint in his eye and says, Jack.
Been playing some pitch?
Is that what
is going on there?
I'm not sure.
Well, since we're coming off of St. Patrick's Day, today might just be kind of a hodgepodge of some jokes and some things like that to lighten
your
day.
Yeah.
Two confirmed bachelors sat talking. Their conversation drifted from politics to cooking. I got a cookbook once, said one of them, but I could never do anything with it. Too much fancy work in it, huh? Asked the other. You said it. Every one of the recipes began the same way. Take a clean dish.
Oh, heaven.
They were bachelors.
Yeah,
remember?
There you go. Okay, I got one for you. A grandmother is giving directions to her grown grandson who is coming to visit with his wife. You come to the front door of the apartment complex. I am in apartment 14T. There is a big panel at the door. With your elbow, push button 14T. I will buzz you in. Come inside. The elevator is on the right. Get in and with your elbow, hit 14. When you get out, I am on the left. With your elbow, hit my doorbell. Grandma, that sounds easy, but why am I hitting all these buttons with my elbow? You're coming empty-handed?
Oh.
I like that. I might have to remember that. That's pretty cute.
You heard anything cute out of the Valentine Police Department report yet?
Well, we still have a little bit of time, so I'm going to throw a couple in. Here's a complaint. The caller wanted to file a complaint about being treated in a rude manner by an employee at a business. My reply, this is not a police matter, fell upon deaf ears. Being a jerk is not a crime.
Apparently not.
And here's one under found property. We appreciate that you ran to the restroom to ingest your methamphetamines. So courteous of you. You unfortunately left a bit behind. We know how important that it is to you, so don't hesitate to give us a call. It would be our honor to reunite you.
I'll bet they're not going to get a call on that one.
Oh, I don't think so. And here's...
No. All right. Thanks for sharing, Kim. And you've been listening to The Good Stuff.